Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. As we mark a significant milestone in the history of one of India's most economically and culturally vibrant states, it is worth pausing to reflect on the remarkable journey of Maharashtra, which has grown from a fledgling state formed under the Bombay Reorganization Act, 1960, to become the third largest state economy in India, contributing approximately 14% of the national GDP. First, let us consider the significance of 1st May, which marks the anniversary of Maharashtra's formation. This year, the principal observance was the parade at Shivaji Park, Mumbai, attended by Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, who is serving his third term after being sworn in December 2024. Prime Minister Modi extended Maharashtra Day greetings, highlighting the state's contributions to India's progress. What makes this significant is that Maharashtra's development has been a cornerstone of India's economic growth, with cities like Mumbai, Pune, Aurangabad, and Nagpur playing crucial roles as financial, educational, and industrial hubs. Building on this, let us delve into Maharashtra's political trajectory over the past 66 years. The Congress Party dominated the state's politics from its formation, with notable chief ministers including Yashwantrav Chavhan, the first chief minister from 1960 to 1962, Vasantarav Naik, who served the longest term from 1963 to 1975, Sharad Pawar, who had multiple terms, and Sushil Kumar Shinde. Maharashtra Congress played a kingmaker role in national politics, with Sharad Pawar emerging as one of India's most consequential regional leaders. But why does this matter? It matters because the political landscape of Maharashtra has had a profound impact on the state's development and its relationship with the central government. Now, let us turn to the historical context of the Shiv Sena's rise and the saffron wave that transformed Maharashtra's politics. The Shiv Sena, founded by Bal Thackeray in 1966, introduced a Marathi-first agenda that significantly altered the state's political landscape. The 1995 Sena-BJP victory marked the first non-Congress government, with Manohar Joshi becoming the chief minister from 1995 to 1999. Vilasrao Deshmukh of the Congress returned the state to a Congress-NCP alliance from 1999. Crucially, this period saw the beginning of a shift in Maharashtra's political dynamics, with regional parties gaining prominence. With that background in place, let us look at the implications of the Modi era and the post-2019 realignment. Devendra Fadnavis of the BJP led Maharashtra from 2014 to 2019. The 2019 election produced a complex result that ended in Uddhav Thackeray of the Shiv Sena becoming the chief minister with Congress and NCP support, a historic alignment. However, the 2022 Sena split, led by Eknath Shinde, and the 2023 NCP split, led by Ajit Pawar, produced the current Mahayuti government, comprising the BJP, Shinde Sena, and Ajit Pawar NCP, with Fadnavis as the chief minister since December 2024. So what exactly changed? The political alliances in Maharashtra have become more fluid and complex, reflecting the evolving nature of state politics. Moving on to Maharashtra's economic significance, it is worth noting that Mumbai alone generates approximately 6.5% of India's GDP, despite having less than 1% of India's population, illustrating extreme economic concentration. Remember this number, 6.5%, as it underscores the pivotal role Mumbai plays in India's economy. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that the economic health of Mumbai is crucial for the overall economic well-being of India. Now, let us consider the Marathi linguistic identity, which is deeply ingrained in Maharashtra's culture. Article 351 of the Constitution provides for the development of Hindi as a national language, but Maharashtra's identity rests on its Marathi linguistic identity. Marathi has been included in the 8th schedule since the original constitution, and in 2024, Marathi was granted classical language status alongside Pali, Prakrit, Bengali, and Assamese, a major linguistic recognition. Note this carefully, the recognition of Marathi as a classical language is a significant cultural and linguistic milestone for the state. Maharashtra's constitutional landmarks also deserve mention. Article 371(2) was a key compromise in the 1960 Act, recognizing the development concerns of Vidarbha, which had nearly become a separate state, and Marathwada. This is a favorite prelims fact. The special provisions under Article 371(2) are designed to address regional disparities within Maharashtra. Now, let us turn to the challenges that Maharashtra faces at 66. First, there are the disparities between Vidarbha and Marathwada and the rest of the state, with eastern and central Maharashtra trailing western Maharashtra in industrialization and per capita income. Second, Mumbai is overstrained due to its high population density and infrastructure limits, constrains its global competitiveness. Third, the agrarian crisis, particularly in Vidarbha, where farmer suicides remain a pressing issue, is unresolved. Fourth, migration pressure, due to internal migration to Mumbai and Pune, places stress on housing, water, and sanitation. And fifth, the tension between linguistic chauvinism and cosmopolitan identity, as embodied by the Marathi First agenda and Mumbai's multilingual character, respectively, poses a significant challenge. But why does this matter? It matters because addressing these challenges is essential for Maharashtra's continued growth and development. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Maharashtra is India's third largest state economy, contributing approximately 14% of the national GDP. The state has a diverse economy, with Mumbai as the financial capital, Pune as a major IT and education hub, and Aurangabad and Nagpur as industrial centers. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but it is worth noting that Maharashtra's economic significance is unparalleled. The Marathi language has been granted classical language status, and Article 371(2) recognizes the development concerns of Vidarbha and Marathwada. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The main keywords to remember are Maharashtra's 66th anniversary, Devendra Fadnavis, Article 371(2), Marathi classical language, Vidarbha, Marathwada, Shiv Sena, Mahayuti, GSDP, and Mumbai as the financial capital. These keywords are crucial for understanding the complexities of Maharashtra's politics, economy, and culture, and will be essential for your UPSC preparation. In conclusion, Maharashtra's journey over the past 66 years is a testament to the state's resilience, diversity, and economic prowess. As India continues to grow and develop, the role of Maharashtra will remain pivotal, and understanding its complexities will be essential for navigating the country's political, economic, and social landscape. Maharashtra's story is a microcosm of India's own journey, with all its challenges and opportunities, and as such, it holds valuable lessons for the country's future development.